The information in this program is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness or disease or injury. Consult a qualified health practitioner for answers to your personal medical questions.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Are you or your loved one in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. Dr. Yardley has had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of different procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to right here in the Northwest to get treatment from Dr. Yardley. So listen and learn about his unique and natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Welcome back. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is in the house with me. Dr. Yardley, in just a couple of seconds here, we're going to talk with one of your other patients, Pam. How about you give us a little background about her?
Yeah, well, Pam wasn't even sure why she came to see us. And when we sat down and talked with Pam, we found out there were a number of things going on, none of which she would ever come to have seen us for. The fact that her kidney measurements were starting to go down. She had eczema, problems with the right knee, AFib at times, not very often. But you know what was really interesting is she had a series of five bumps on her head, and she'd had one of them removed surgically. So anyway, she was in to find out what we were about, and I'd probably let her take it from there.
All right. Well, let's get her on the show. Hi, Pam.
Hi, thanks.
Man, sounds like you had a lot going on.
Well, yeah, but as he said, I wasn't really sure. I just kind of came in for a quality of life, and I thought, well, you know what? Maybe I'll just come check it out. Listened to your radio programs for over a year, and I thought, okay, maybe it's my turn.
So in your mind, did you think all these things were kind of related, or what exactly was your mindset when you went in to see Dr. Yardley?
Oh, I didn't think there was any continuity to them whatsoever. They were all so different. And I didn't even think, except the kidney things were probably my primary concern. But I didn't think anything was related at all, to my surprise.
Now, tell me about these bumps on your head. You had surgery on your head.
Well, I did. They're like, I laughed and called them my horns on my head, and there were about five of them. And I did have one removed surgically, and then all of a sudden, a month later, I just went, because they ask you a month into it, you know, well, how is everything? And then I realized, oh, those bumps are gone. So everything kind of started falling into place, and it really surprised me.
Okay, Dr. Yardley, I want to pause here for a second. You got all these conditions. You got eczema, AFib, you got kidneys, you got bumps in the head. They don't seem to be related. Explain to all of us how these things are, in fact, related.
Well, it's all about the difference between disease care and health care. Disease care is to take each one of these things, examine it, test it, measure it, and give it a name. Mm-hmm. And then develop a strategy to try and get rid of it. Disease care paradigm. We, on the other hand, function in a healthcare paradigm. We don't ask any of those questions at all. We simply ask one question. Why is this body not healing? What is stopping it from happening? And then we deal with the brain-body connection and correcting and empowering that body's ability to heal itself. And then it's real simple. We sit back and see what happens.
And Pam, I want to take a second to talk a little bit about what it's like to be treated by Dr. Yardley. You know, we talk to a lot of people here in the show, and they often say that the first time that he treats them, it's almost as if he barely touches them. It's like very little has happened. What was it like for you? Was it gentle? Was it like that?
Yeah.
Well, that's good to hear.
Absolutely.
Well, Lee, why don't you explain to us, tell us a little bit about micro-adjustments and why they're so subtle.
Some of the most powerful things in the world are subtle. And but people mistakenly think that this is like voodoo or something like that. And it's actually based more on physics and mechanics than probably anything else you'll get done from a health standpoint. The forces are incredibly light, incredibly gentle, but at the same time, very powerful, leading to profound changes in the body.
Okay, Pam, so you've started care. How long did it take before you started to notice some differences in your body?
It was about 3 weeks, maybe a month. And then that's when I realized, wow, the things in my head are gone. And so, you know, just little things. When they ask you things that are wrong, you have to tell them every silly little unrelated thing you could possibly think of, because all of us, I say, ooh, those things are gone.
So, Pam, I want to go down a list here of your various maladies and see how you've ended up after your treatment with Dr. Yardley. Let's start first with the eczema. How'd that go?
Oh, God. gosh, now it's been about 6 months, and it's probably about 95% gone.
Gotta love that. That's a good result, huh?
That was after 2 years of going to dermatologists and using every prescription, everything. And, yeah, I'm really happy with that.
Scores on your kidneys. Okay, did you have some improvement in that area?
Absolutely. When I went back in, they said, you're good to go. Come back in 6 months. So we'll see. So that was my biggest worry and really the reason that I went.
Let's talk about the bumps on your head. You were worried that you would have to go back to surgery. Did you, in fact, have to go back to surgery?
Nope, they're totally gone.
Wow. So it sounds like the treatments that Dr. Yardley did, the microadjustments, did in fact restore the brain and body connection. They're talking to each other more effectively.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's amazing to me. I don't know, other than what he says, it's hard to explain to people, but all I can tell you is it works.
So, Pam, what would you tell other people who might have the kind of conditions you had, bumps in the head, eczema, kidneys? What would you tell them about Dr. Yardley?
I'd tell them go and at least check it out. It's worth it.
Excellent. Well, Pam, I'm delighted that you are having such a great experience with Dr. Yardley. Thanks for coming on with us here.
Thanks, you too.
Boy, Dr. Yardley, she just sounds so pleased. You know, everybody comes in for a different reason. I had lower back pain. She had eczema, bumps on her head, kidney, AFib. So people just need to come in and find out if they're a candidate for care with you, right?
That's right.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at YardleyInstitute.org.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Welcome back to the show. Great to have you here. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here. Dr. Yardley, I want to talk with you about a problem that I know a lot of people come to you about, shoulder, arm, hand problems. Talk to us about that.
Well, you know, it's been interesting over the years I've been in practice. I look at these. I ask questions of myself. How do these things develop? And you know, there's many theories on that. But what I found oftentimes is a lot of these problems seem to evolve from issues up in the neck area. Sure, it's possible to damage a wrist or an elbow or a shoulder. But, you know, in the end, the body is designed to heal itself. So if it's not, there needs to be, or you would look to see if there's some reason why it's not doing it.
Well, I mean, in the last 20 years, all of us are spending a lot more time sitting at a desk, looking at a screen, using our small motor skills. And not surprisingly, that it's going to have an impact on the human body over time.
That's true. Wear and tear, etc. And so what I've done clinically is I've taken a closer look at what happens in terms of the neck, where the nerve supply is that goes to the arm, hands, and fingers.
Why don't we tell people where that is? Because, you know, you take it for granted. Most people don't. So tell us, where are those nerves?
Okay. Those nerves that go to the arm, hands, and fingers, they exit at the very bottom of the neck. They travel across your shoulders, down to the arms, the hands,
We're
fingers.
Talking about the back of the neck.
Back of the neck, yes.
Okay.
Yes. And so having looked at a good 17,000 x-rays of people's necks over the years, I've seen a lot of things. And I tend to find that people that have these issues have a deterioration or a breakdown that occurs to the discs and the bones in the middle to the lower part of the neck.
Okay.
So the next question is, why does that happen? Where does that come from? Now, I've heard it. Well, you know, it's age-related. It's just but, you know, all of the discs and all the bones are the same age in the neck. Yet only two or three of them seem to be in trouble. So that never really made a lot of sense to me. And then I took a look at how the head was sitting on the neck. And the head weighs 10, 15 pounds. That's the weight of a bowling ball. And I started thinking, you know, if that thing is sitting crooked on the neck, why would that neck not be like an unbalanced tire? One part's doing most of the work. The area that does most of the work ages more quickly, wears out more quickly, and voila, we start developing problems to where those nerves go to, the shoulder, the elbows, the wrists, the hands, the fingers.
Okay.
So we at the Yardley Institute focus on this area, and we've developed procedures that are designed to reposition how the head is sitting on the neck, which is somewhat like balancing a tire on your car. It removes the reason that the tire is wearing in an unbalanced way.
So now, wait, you can help me here with something, Dr. Yardley. If you're gonna actually move my head and realign it with the spine, don't mm-hmm. I have muscles that will stop the head from doing that?
You know, certainly muscle memory is part of the process that the body goes through to rehabilitate itself
right.
when you're correcting this kind of problem. But the thing about muscles is to remember is that muscles can only do two things. They can contract and they can relax.
Okay.
And even the hardest working muscle in the body, the cardiac muscle, spends more time relaxed than it does contracted. So it's impossible for a muscle to hold a head up continually. It moves the head.
Okay.
It moves the bones.
Okay.
But it's not going to hold it there
okay.
because it can't maintain that contraction 16 hours a day.
Okay, you got me.
So we found once we did this that even though there was deterioration, there was calcium buildup, there was degeneration in the discs, very often these problems in the shoulders and the elbows and the wrists begin to start healing. They begin to start resolving themselves.
Now, we're talking like carpal tunnel syndrome.
Carpal tunnel is a very common one
or
that we see.
Tennis elbow?
Tennis elbow, yes. And shoulder problems as well.
Well, I believe you have a story, in fact, talking about shoulder problems. Somebody who had... Well, tell us the story. Was it John?
Yes. John is a fascinating case. And one of the things that makes John fascinating to me, well, there's a couple of things. The first thing is, well, you know, he's 86 years old.
Okay.
I think that's amazing because that's older than my mother. And this guy is not slowing down.
Okay.
He's going to outrun you and I think. And he came to me with a problem with his shoulder. And he was quite frank about it. He said, it's being diagnosed as a rotator cuff. To which I would normally respond, if it's truly a torn rotator cuff, the only thing that's going to resolve it is surgery.
Okay.
However, he had different ideas. He said, I'm not having the surgery. I've come to see you to see if you can fix it. Well, I don't fix torn rotator cuffs.
That's right. You don't cure anything.
Mm-mm. But I certainly found the issues going on with his head and his neck that I had seen in so many cases over the years. And I proposed to him, well, let's correct that. And then let's see what can happen after that.
Now, you're talking about the brain-body connection.
Brain-body connection and how the head sits on the neck and redistributing the forces into the neck so the joints do their work. Do the work that they're supposed to.
You're also cutting loose the ability of the nerves. You're relaxing the part of the nerves that are not functioning normally.
That's right. Yeah, that compromise in the brain-body connection starts being reestablished.
So what happened with John?
Well, the thing about an 86-year-old, you never really know how much permanent damage there might be in there.
Right.
And so what we could do is do it and then see what happened. And it was very interesting. John travels a long way to see me. He travels almost an hour each way to see me. And he started reporting very early improvements in his shoulder. In the first in the first couple of weeks, his left shoulder was doing 50% better. He had other things going on, like his low back and stuff that was doing 80% better. And the tension in his hand was starting to do 50% better. And then as time went by, it improved and it improved. We were up at about 80% improvement a few months later. It was very clear in John's case that the damage wasn't permanent. His body did have the ability to heal itself. And in his case, he didn't have to go through the surgery.
And John isn't necessarily unique. It's amazing the number of your patients where these matters get taken care of by restoring the brain and body connection.
Exactly.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
We're back. I'm here once again with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. of the Yardley Institute. As always, we are talking about restoring your health, improving your life naturally. And Dr. Yardley, we're going to talk to your patient, Gary, here. Gary, welcome to the show.
Thank you for inviting me.
So, Gary, what made you go see Dr. Yardley?
Well, a few years back, I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. Initially, my symptoms were very annoying, and gradually over time, the pain increased, disrupting my lifestyle.
Oh, Gary, I have had plantar fasciitis more than once. So I got to know, before you went to the Yardley Institute for Care, what did you do to manage the pain?
First, I was taking pain medication, hoping it would go away. Then I bought some inserts for my shoes.
Oh, yeah, I've done that.
But that didn't work. And then online, I bought a stretching device that I wore at night in bed and did some exercises both morning and night. All those activities offered some relief, but the pain was still disabling.
I bet. And do I understand you had shin splints, too?
Yes.
Wow, that really hurts, too.
Every step you take. And I tried to run during those and just ignore the pain, but it became unbearable.
Okay, Gary, so you finally made your way to the Yardley Institute for Care, and Dr. Yardley did his first adjustment. What was that experience like for you? Because we hear from a lot of people that it is so subtle that they really wonder whether or not anything was done.
I was, yes, very much like you. There was no pain associated with the adjustment. I walked out of there wondering if there was going to be any relief. And lo and behold, relief did come. And it came gradually, almost like how the plantar fasciitis and shin splints came into my body. It wasn't all of a sudden. The pain gradually built up over time and kind of went away in a gradual time period, which was fascinating to me.
I also know that you had some neck pain when you went to see Dr. Yardley initially, Gary. It's been a while now since he's been treating you. How's that?
Well, it's almost totally gone. Neck pain that I experienced was from a skiing accident where I was up at 7th Heaven at Stevens, and I fell head first. And coming out of the parking lot, of course, I couldn't move my neck at all from the ski area. And my next appointment was 2 weeks with the Yardley Institute. And I went in, and of course, I was out of adjustment, and they did their adjustment. And I said, thanks, see you guys next time. I walked out of there, and I said, that isn't going to work. It was so gentle and kind. They didn't do anything to my body. And as I got into my car, I had to turn around. I had to back up. And my neck, I was able to rotate my neck a full 95-plus degrees, which I wasn't able to do when I went in there. So it proved to me that their adjustments, although you can't feel them, made a huge difference to how my body worked.
All right. How about your hamstrings and your shin splints?
Well, the hamstrings, that was a situation where I was surprised that that symptom went away. My pain in the back of the leg started in high school from a football accident. And I was shocked when one day I woke up and I was able to touch my toes without having the nagging ache and pain at the back of my leg. Also, my right arm underneath my right scapula, it felt like there was a rib that was out of place for years. And I had chiropractic visits and massaging to get rid of that pain and to no avail. And that's gone now. So now I can reach the top shelf in my kitchen without pain, and now I can bend over the floor and pick up something on the floor without pain. And that wasn't the reason why I went to the Yardley Institute, but that was something that was unexpected and helped in my life.
Dr. Yardley, is that something that you've noticed, that men tend to gut it out? You know, they figure, well, I've just got to live with the pain, whether they're going to ski with the pain or hike with the pain or play softball with the pain. They figure they just have to live with it, the chronic pain. Now, I'm not saying that doesn't happen to women, too, but it seems to me it's pretty common in guys.
And guys do that a lot more than the girls do, that's for sure, which is probably why they die earlier.
Yeah, no kidding. And Gary, how about those shin splints?
I don't have any more shin splints or plantar fasciitis or hamstring pain or pain underneath my scapula. I've returned to a more active life. I'm playing golf again with my buddies, dancing again. I'm able to work longer without pain. And I love jogging along Lake Washington, particularly in the summertime. And all those things happened because I went to see the Yardley Institute.
Now, Gary, I'm sure you realize when you talk about this kind of dramatic change where your health is restored, where your life is improved naturally, there are people out there listening right now who are going, God, you know, that just almost sounds too good to be true. What do you say to those people?
I'd say if somebody's thinking about seeing doctors at the Yardley Institute, they're more than likely should visit them. because if they're like me, they probably suffer with the pain too long before taking action. And if they want to avoid surgery or seeing a conventional doctor, this is a great alternative and an effective alternative. I probably waited too long to visit the Institute, and after hearing the radio advertisement, for I was naturally skeptical, and that prevented me from a healthy, active lifestyle.
Gary, yours is just a fabulous story. Thank you for sharing it with us.
Yes. It's been wonderful.
Take care, Gary.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Dr. Yardley. Have a great day.
I will. You do the same.
Okay.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to YardleyInstitute.org. Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Welcome back. It's always great to have you listening to the show. I'm joined, of course, by Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Lee, let's talk about heart arrhythmia. I used to be with somebody whose heart would sometimes race.
Mm-hmm.
You have other people who sometimes their heart goes way too slow. There's fluttering. Talk to us about that heart arrhythmia and what your procedure can do in that world.
Well, the term heart arrhythmia includes many things. If the heart's going too fast, it's called tachycardia. If it's going too slow, it's called bradycardia. It can flutter. But one of the things I see so often these days is a thing called atrial fibrillation.
Atrial fibrillation. Now, what exactly is that, Lee?
It's when one part of the heart is not synced with the other.
Like it's beating faster than the rest of the heart?
Yeah, the upper part of the heart, the chambers, there's four chambers in the heart, and the upper ones are called the atrium. And those two, the muscles around those particular area, are fluttering, often at a rate of 140 to 160, 170 beats per second. And it's not syncing with the lower part of the heart. And this creates a problem because when it's not working in sync, then it becomes very difficult for the heart to be able to perform its job of pumping the blood around. And so this can create all kinds of problems. When dealing with it, most people don't realize that the beating of the heart is an electrical system.
Uh-huh.
There is a system of nerves that conduct what's called action potentials through the heart.
They conduct neural electricity.
Right.
It's all a big electrical system. If you need some kind of metaphor or simile, I forget which one. Anyway, it would be like the wiring in a building.
That's exactly right. And of all muscles in the body, the heart muscle is the hardest working muscle. Yet it spends more time relaxed than it does contracted.
Really?
But the control of the heart is actually originated higher in the nervous system, actually right at the top of the neck, right at the brain-body connection, is where the centers are that control the rate of the heart beating.
Okay.
And so one of the things that can happen is if there is a mechanical compromise in the brain-body connection, then atrial fib is one of the things that can come about as a result of that.
That's amazing. You have a story, too. Didn't you have a patient or somebody that you're very familiar with, a guy named Chuck Gibson, I think?
Exactly. Chuck Gibson actually is a colleague of mine. And
really?
Yes. And he was he teaches and does programs, and he was in England teaching a program. And he was following some friends, and he noticed he was out of breath, and he had a lot of difficulty keeping up with them.
Okay.
And then on the flight back, he was had labored breathing, and then he was starting to wake up at night, just sucking air. And at any rate, it was diagnosed as being a case of atrial fibrillation. So he was under the care of a cardiologist. He was under the care of a nutritionist. He had five different clinicians working on him, and he was going from bad to worse. He had been cardioconverted. That's when they put those electrical paddles on the heart and you know, jump it back in and try and shock it back into rhythm.
Okay.
They'd done that twice on him. And so finally I got on the phone and called him up. Good friend of mine. I said, you know, it's your brain-body connection. You need to get to someone who knows how to take care of that. Now, I did so not in any way to encourage him to fly out from California to see me, although that's what he did, but because it needed that kind of focus. So he flew up and he came in to see me, and we went through of the procedures. We got him taken care of. We reconnected the brain-body connection. And 4 hours later, when he was in the he was actually at the airport, his heart cardioconverted by itself, and it stayed in rhythm for the next 6 years.
How did he know that his heart corrected? I mean, could he feel it?
Some can. Most people can, on some level, experience
it. It stops being wrong. You get that sense about it.
Yeah, there's different varying symptoms with it. We had a practice member last year who had problems with atrial fib, and his heart went into strong atrial fibrillation. During the time we were taking care of him, he was heading to the emergency room. He stopped off at our office, didn't tell us. Mm-hmm. We went ahead, found him out. We got him adjusted, and his heart cardioconverted before he left the office.
Now, we need to be really clear here. You know, you cannot cure. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., cannot cure atrial fibrillation.
Nor do we make any claim that we do.
So what is it you do claim to do?
We correct the brain-body connection.
And when you correct that brain-body connection, your brain then is able, the electrical impulses that go through the nervous system are restored. And what happens when that happens?
Well, if that's what's causing the atrial fib, then the heart begins to normalize in its function.
Do you find this commonly? Is this something that you've seen more than once?
Frequently, we see this. Frequently, we see the people that come in to get the brain-body connected, if they have atrial fib, I would have to say 9 out of 10 cases report a normalization.
But Lee, I know you have very specific training, but I mean, the brain-body compromise, that's such a small thing. I mean, in terms of the procedure.
It's small in terms of metric or measurement.
Yes.
But it is very profound and global in terms of its impact on how the body operates.
And why is it so profound? What are you doing when you restore the brain-body connection?
When the signals are being garbled and the body's not able to operate the way it's supposed to, then you're going to have disease, without question. You correct that, then it's amazing what the body is capable of doing in terms of healing itself.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at YardleyInstitute.org. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Vonna has a great story. She grew up in New Mexico. When she was 12 months old, she was hemorrhaging due to loss of calcium in her legs. And the doctors gave up on her, told her parents that they couldn't do anything to help her. And her parents learned of a doctor 400 miles away that did the same type of work Dr. Yardley does. She had to move in with her mother because her mother was closer to Dr. Pond, who's now deceased. So Vonna could get treatment. And it's because of this doctor that Vonna is alive today. Vonna was unaware that there was another doctor like Dr. Pond in the area. Then she went to see Dr. Yardley, and her right leg had quit working. Her left leg felt like hot water was being poured on it. And Vonna, what a story. Welcome.
Well, thank you. It is a story. I'm very excited about my story.
So how did these problems, how did they affect your life? I mean, I know you were young, but it had to be very limiting in terms of activities you could undertake.
Well, definitely. I was walking at 10 months and then stopped walking at 12 months when this calcium was being stripped from my legs. Yeah. My body was doing it to itself.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the hemorrhaging and internally, they couldn't find the cause or the source. My parents, being the dutiful people that they are, they were taking me to get all kinds of testing done.
Yeah.
And then truly, the medical field did say there's nothing more we can do for her. You'll just need to put her in an institution, forget you have her, have other children. Move on with your life. But that was in the 70s. It's what they did then.
Yeah. So that sounds a little bit like disease care versus health care, as
that
Dr. Yardley would say.
Right.
So previously, you went through all these other methods to try to resolve this. Your parents found Dr. Pond.
Dr. Pond did the same type of work that Dr. Yardley does at the Yardley Institute. So when you then started to see Dr. Yardley, do you recall what your first treatment was like with Dr. Yardley? Do you recall back to that?
Yeah. Dr. Yardley was 4 years ago this month is when I started with him. And I started as a patient first before going to work for him.
Yeah. So you do work for Dr. Yardley. I want to get into that.
Yes, I do.
So what was that first treatment like with Dr.
Yardley? The first treatment was surprisingly very gentle, very did anything happen kind of mindset mentality. Yeah. But like you pointed out, my right leg wasn't working. I literally was having to hold on to people and close my eyes and focus and make my right leg step forward. My left leg felt like there was hot water running down it. And I would sometimes stop and look and feel, you know, is there water actually there? Because I could feel the water.
Yeah.
And of course, there was nothing there.
Yeah. So you, as you know, I'm a fellow patient of Dr.
Yardley. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You have seen me at the clinic. You've taken care of me at the clinic at the Yardley Institute. So can you talk about the improvement in your condition as a result of the treatment you've gotten from Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute?
Well, I'm walking normal now. Yeah. You've seen
yes,
me as I come and get you to measure you. I am walking normal now. And I remember when this first started thinking, I wish there was a doctor like Dr. Pond in the area. And at the time, I didn't know. I listened to his program a few years back.
Yeah.
But then my dad is the one that really pushed for me to go see Dr. Yardley when all this was first starting.
Yeah.
But as I have started walking normal, and it didn't happen overnight. And, you know, our body takes time to heal. It didn't happen overnight, and it doesn't heal overnight. So I was very... it's been a journey.
Yeah.
I love the fact that Dr. Yardley walks through this journey with us. He doesn't just say, eh, you know.
Yeah.
He walks through it with us.
Yeah, I like that about Dr. Yardley as well. So in this journey now, you've arrived to this point where I wouldn't have known. I've been with you a number of times. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have known you'd have these challenges. So
right.
I see that you walk better, that you're very joyful.
Yeah.
So how else has your life changed as a result of working with Dr. Yardley?
My energy levels have increased. I feel... better coping power, when stress levels hit, stressors hit. My way of thinking has changed.
Tell me about that.
Well, I did tend to be kind of a negative person. Mm-hmm. And then I had worked for a chiropractor down in Texas. He was a full spine chiropractor. Mm-hmm. Learned a lot under him as far as the education.
Mm-hmm.
Then moved out here to Washington, and I went to work for another... I was in the medical field. Mm. I mean, it was a good job, but it wasn't my heart. And chiropractic is my heart.
Yeah.
I love the wellness approach to life that Dr. Yardley teaches or encourages or guides us for.
Yeah.
But I was struggling a lot with mental and emotional stressors, I guess.
Yeah.
And as I've healed, I wouldn't have classified as brain fog, but all of a sudden one day I realized, you know, I'm thinking more clearly and I don't have the emotional fatigue.
Yeah,
that I did.
No, I've heard that from a lot of doctors, are these patients, about the brain fog going away. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing what happens when the body regains its ability to heal itself.
And I don't know if everybody knows this or not, but Dr. Yardley's been recognized by the state as the work he does for the post-traumatic brain injury healing.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there.
It's funny because Dr. Yardley never mentions that because
no, he doesn't.
Guy.
He's very humble.
Yeah. And now that you have gone to this point in your life where you feel so much better, you're walking better, the brain fog has lifted for you, you went to work at the Yardley Institute.
Mm-hmm.
And what's it like to see people who were suffering like you were?
Oh, my goodness.
What's it like to see their journey?
So enriching. So enriching.
Yeah.
Recently, I was with a patient, and I told her, I said, I'm going to talk about you. I won't say your name because she says she's going to come, wants to come talk to you at some point.
Yeah.
But she and I were doing her wellness assessment. That's basically where the patient gets to tell us how they think they're doing since they started under care. And we both were in tears because she's so excited. She didn't tell Dr. Yardley she had asthma issues. She's had asthma since she was 15 years old. She's in her mid to late 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, she's been realizing, I'm not having asthma attacks. I can run.
Yeah.
And when I run, I don't wheeze like I was. And that, right there, that is worth it to me, to be there at Dr. Yardley's. And just to meet all the people. I love people.
Yeah.
And to meet them and see them basically crawling in. Sometimes they come crawling in.
Yeah.
And they're up and moving within, as soon as their body's ready.
Yeah.
And so.
So, Vonna, what would you tell people who are on the fence about going to see Dr. Yardley?
Come see, at least come talk to us. We can answer all your questions right there. Happy to do so. But come on in, you know, come see us.
Good. Well, that's Vonna's story, and it's a great one. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. on Cairo Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at YardleyInstitute.org.
More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives, Naturally, with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
We're back. Dr. Yardley, you come up with these topics, and I think you do this just to tease me to see if I can say it.
We could get even worse, if you like.
The temporomandibular joint, jaw pain.
Also known as TMJ.
Yeah, okay, I like TMJ a lot better than temporomandibular joint.
Believe me, anyone that's suffering from it knows it as TMJ.
You know, I shouldn't take it lightly. Let's talk about it. You see this a good deal in your practice, jaw pain?
Yeah, every month we have a case or so that comes in that's dealing with issues with regards to the TMJ. And, you know, going back to my year, is when I was an undergraduate, my wife came down with a really bad TMJ problem. Now, that was a few decades ago, and the technology of what was available back then is nothing compared to what was available today. And we searched high and low to try and find a solution for her.
Now, let's talk about, when you talk about TMJ, you talk about jaw pain.
Yes.
What do we, you know, help me out here. I got my hands on the side of my head, so, because for the radio listener, the people that are listening right now, we're talking about a shooting pain that runs down the jaw, or does it go up around the ear, or what?
If you want to locate the TMJ, just find your ear hole.
Okay.
Put your fingers in your ear hole and just drop below it. And you are right on the TMJ moment in time. The thing is, it's a hinge joint, very powerful joint, important for us to be able to talk and eat and masticate and chew. And what happens for people that develop problems with this is, like, for instance, they can't chew hard things, like a roll, and they'll become nauseous, and they have to start modifying their intake of food, or they'll grind their teeth at night, and they begin to start wearing off the tops of their teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them grind their teeth during the day, and you know, they don't even know that they're doing it. Their partner tells them, "You're grinding your teeth." They don't even know that it's happening. In the worst cases, it can create a really discomfort or pain in the jaw itself. You've got to realize if this jaw goes on one side or the other, there's no replacement. You know, what do you do at that point in time?
So your wife had this a couple of decades ago. The treatments were limited.
They were.
What did you do?
To dentists. We went to orthodontists, orthopedic surgeons. You know, at that point, depending upon the problem, I see cases coming in where what they'll offer them is surgery where they actually make the bottom jaw, the mandible, smaller. Sometimes they'll go to some more progressive dentists, and they will put they'll put appliances in the mouth mm-hmm. that are designed to expand or open the teeth on the top to create more room. There's different kinds of appliances, single pivot, double pivot appliances. Some dentists are using machines which are like TENS units that mm-hmm. they put on the muscles to try and relax the muscles in the facial muscles. So this can be a real problem for a person that has this kind of thing.
But when you have TMJ, when you have this kind of jaw pain, what you're saying is that your procedure, what you do at the Yardley Institute, you're not saying that you can cure it, but you're saying that you can help with it?
Yeah, what's interesting is we don't do anything directly with the mouth or anything directly with the jaw. All that we do is reestablish the communication signals between the brain and the body. If the head is sitting crooked on the neck and it's compromising those signals, this is what we're about. We correct that. And the amazing thing is it seems to really change the neurological control systems in the face, specifically the jaw. And so, like, I have a case. This lady has been coming to me for years. She suffers from hepatitis C. But for her, one of the things that she will notice is that if she's in adjustment, then she has no TMJ issues.
That is, if she has her brain and her spine, if that connection is straight in the way it's supposed to be, she has no issues with TMJ.
Exactly. If the brain-body connection is intact, mm-hmm. then her TMJ is non-existent. And when she starts developing a TMJ issue, it's one of the ways her body has of communicating with her to tell her that that she has lost that brain-body connection, which affects many other systems in her body. But that's just one of the markers for her that points to the fact that the problem's redeveloping.
For those who just joined us, I'm talking to Dr. Lee Yardley of the Yardley Institute. When we talk about the brain-body connection, what we're really talking about is what, Dr. Yardley? Encouraging the body to heal itself?
Exactly. Facilitating that. Making it happen.
Getting it out of its own way.
That's right.
So talk to me about another case. I know you had another TMJ person come through recently.
Well, we at the Institute have the privilege of taking care of other clinicians at times, some pretty renowned ones, actually. And one gentleman came in to me, and he had not had a TMJ issue for 3 to 4 decades. And what happened was he was wondering why he was starting to sense that. And one of the phenomenons of natural healing, and I had fun kind of discussing it with him because he's a brilliant gentleman, is one of the phenomenons of natural healing is that you may, in the process of unwinding your health issues, temporarily track through previous health issues.
Right.
It's usually not debilitating. It's short term. But it is a curious phenomena.
Okay.
And we call it retracing.
All right.
And so the thought was between him and I that possibly that was why he was experiencing it.
So he was unwinding some other issues.
Yeah. Yeah. The brain-body connection, as it was, it's like an onion with layers. You take off one layer, you got another layer. You take that layer off, you've got another layer. And it's working down to, you know, experiencing ultimate health.
Now, when we talk about this, when somebody comes to see you at the Yardley Institute, you don't just take anybody walks through the door.
No, not everyone's a candidate for care. The first step is to determine if they are candidates, if this is going to help them.
And how do you do that?
A series of tests that we run, none of which hurt, none of which are invasive.
So essentially, you're looking for metrics. You're looking for something by which you can measure whether or not the person fits the profile of the kind of person you could treat.
Precisely. We run a series of 4 metrics, and from that we can make a very accurate determination as to whether we can help them.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Thanks for listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. You can learn more about the Yardley Institute and listen to over 50 patients share their remarkable stories. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org. Tune in next Sunday for Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.